Blog Talk Radio.
Black on Black. Black on Black. OPN. OPN. Wish fame. And they thought they were gonna be let off the hook.
Rest in peace, Tim Russell, Melissa Williams, casualties and organized cop killings, 12 Caucasians and a Zimmerman, I'm in a Latino, sorry man, black cops are about to get mad,
yeah.
Cause you work right along with black cops are about to get mad,
yeah.
Cause you work right along with black cops are about to get mad,
yeah.
Cause you work right along with the Klan,
uh-huh.
Black Shield, black police, the officers. Why y'all ain't condemn racist cops?
Why?
Cause a black cop will shoot us down on sight.
Yeah.
So they do the job of racist whites. Police Patrolmen's Association try to inflame this hot situation. Union president is Jeffrey Fulmer. Ball, redneck, has a way with words.
Yeah.
He said the cops did a good job for real. He's right, they did a good job killing.
Yeah.
General Donna Brown,
she broke it down.
Demanded apologies from the clown. Then Reverend Twine jumped in it quick. Accused the union of talking reckless. How can I break it down? Put it in the rhyme. Cause I was there, huh? On the front line. Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cops.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cops.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cops.
Here's the reason police keep killing us. We're too busy keeping our mouths shut. Let's tell the truth what this is. Murder, massacre, modern day lynching. Our life doesn't mean nothing, man. Gunned down over mufflers in a pop can.
Yeah.
25 minute chase through two cities like they were hunting blacks in slavery. Cleveland cops, those cowards ain't right.
Nope.
They wouldn't chase nobody through Pepper Pike.
Nah.
Since police roll like beasts in the Cleveland streets, they bum rushed Heritage Park in EC. 137 shots for 13 cops. No gun or shell casings on the spot.
Nope.
The mindset, the example starts at the top. Let's see how Frankie Boy dealt with the cops. Mayor Jackson, his quote about the killing. We need to care about the cops' feelings.
What?
Hold it, Frank, wanna start a riot? So Art McCoy looked the mayor eye to eye to represent the people and make it clear. You don't solve it, 013, you out of here. Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cops.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cops.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
Hey. 137 from 13 Crooked Cops.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cops.
This world we living in is too crazy. They'd rather see us dead or locked up in prison. This world we living in is too crazy. They'd rather see us dead or locked up in Luce. This world we living in is too crazy. They'd rather see us dead or locked up in prison and system. Luce. Still I'm a child, I've been abused lately. You hear about police brutality all the time on the news daily. You think it's great, we take another look. There's all the pigs in my city, just look at me as another crook. No ship runs, that's no such thing. But had dreams that I had to shoot one to run up on me. Trick a happy crooked cops, what's the reason? 137 shots in East Cleveland. Two people dead are on top, family grieving. It's spread like the plague, it won't stop this. No treason can stop the protest. We marching this evening, steady out for justice. The clutch fist in the air, black power. The first pig ever did, the fat cowards.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cops.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cops.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cops.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked.
Where's the beef?
Where's the beef?
Well, I'm hoping everybody's hearing me out there pretty well. One thing I can say right now, it's very interesting right now to be flying this blindly. Welcome once again to Al Porter, Man in the Street, Music, Activism, News. Episode number, well, first of all, I want to tell you, I thank you all very much. Like I say, this is a very, very interesting one right now because you're listening to Chapter 5, Verse 39 of Man in the Streets, Music, Activism, News. It's an acronym abbreviation. 646-478-0944 is the number. I probably will get to some phone calls in just a moment. I just want to give you three quick disclaimers. Disclaimer number one, you get info on this show, so I have pen, pencil, paper, notebook, laptop, desktop, iPhone for any and all info that you hear. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or Varsity Music. Call and blame Boogie Me direct at 646-478-0944, and I'll listen. Disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I'm coming to your phone line and see what's on your mind. If you can't talk, stay silent, and you'll go back on hold. And that's very interesting because it looks like, according to... Okay, so we're going to do something like this and just put on something like this for you and talk to you shortly. Be right back.
Black on Black. Black on Black. OPN. OPN. Wish fame. And they thought they were going to be let off the hook.
Rest in peace, Tim Russell, Melissa Williams, casualties in organized cop killings, 12 Caucasians and a Zimmerman, I'm in a Latino, sorry man, black cops are about to get mad, cause you work right along with them. Black cops are about to get mad, cause you work right along with them. Black cops are about to get mad, cause you work right along with the Klan. Black shield, black police, the officers. Why y'all ain't condemn racist cops?
Why?
Cause a black cop will shoot us down on sight.
Yeah.
So they do the job of racist whites. Police Patrolmen's Association try to inflame this hot situation. Union president is Jeffrey Fulmer. Ball, redneck, has a way with words. He said the cops did a good job for real. He's right, they did a good job killing.
Yeah.
General Donna Brown, she broke it down. Demanded apologies from the clown. Then Reverend Twan jumped in it quick. Accused the union of talking reckless. How can I break it down? Put it in a rhyme. Cause I was there, huh? On the front line. Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
Here's the reason police keep killing us. We're too busy keeping our mouths shut. Let's tell the truth what this is. Murder, massacre, modern day lynching. Our life doesn't mean nothing, man. Gun down over mufflers in a pop can.
Yeah.
25 minute chase through two cities like they were hunting blacks in slavery. Cleveland cops, those cowards ain't right.
Nope.
They wouldn't chase nobody through Pepper Pike. Since police roll like beasts in the Cleveland streets. They bum rushed Heritage Park in EC. 137 shots for 13 cops. No gun or shell casings on the spot.
Nope.
The mindset, the example starts at the top. Let's see how Frankie Boy dealt with the cops. Mayor Jackson, his quote about the killing. We need to care about the cops' feelings.
What?
Hold it, Frank, wanna start a riot? So Art McCoy looked the mayor eye to eye. To represent the people and make it clear. You don't solve it, 013, you out of here. Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
This world we living in is too crazy. They'd rather see us dead or locked up in prison. This world we living in is too crazy. They'd rather see us dead or locked up in prison. Touche. This world we living in is too crazy. They'd rather see us dead or locked up in prison or system. Touche. Still I'm a child, I've been abused lately. You hear about police brutality all the time on the news daily. You think it's great, we take another look. Cause all the pigs in my city just look at me as another crook. No ship runs, there's no such thing. But had dreams that I had to shoot one to run up on me. Trick a happy crooked cops, what's the reason? 137 shots in East Cleveland. Two people dead are on top, family grieving. It's spread like the plague, it won't stop this. No treason can stop the protest. We marching this evening, steady out for justice. The clutch fist in the air. Black power, the first pig ever did. The fat cowards.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
the beast?
Where's the beast?
As a matter of fact, we're going to try this all over again. Right now, I'm back on live for Al Porter, Man in the Streets. I already went over a few things. I think our disclaimer should say that, number one, disclaimer number one, you get info on this show, so have pen, pencil, paper, notebook, laptop, desktop, iPhone for any and all info you hear. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or Varsity Music. Call and blame Boogie Me at 646-478-0944, and I'll listen. Disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I'm coming to your phone line and see what's on your mind. As a matter of fact, I'm going to see what else is going on out there. Start off things a correct way. Go to my phone line of 216-417. 216-417. I'm out tonight.
Yeah, see they ain't ready for us.
I
was watching Roots today.
Ain't ready for
me. Thinking about Kunta Kinte and
some things in life will never change. Some things in life will never change. I keep going against the grain. I keep going against the grain.
It's in the block of getting knocked. The only thing I knew was the block, and everybody else being castrated. He couldn't reach, and now she feel the bug. She sell her soul in the street. She feel the thug, he feel the drug. Of that loud pack, of the mid of that Keisha, and everybody file back. Tell me what you know about that loud pack. I tell you what that loud at, and I tell you what that sound at. Yeah, I be instrumented coming down in Grandy. Say, Mr. Motley, blackout sounds, you know we candy. Yeah, I keep on making beats, really off the stand quick. Every time I come, it's critical, I'm off the stand, yeah. But I feel MJ, to the day I feel for Fraction. To back to Martin Luther King, what that happened? My people went to dope, to an all high, and to sexism. To they feel, to they drop, to the Illuminati. And they play with their body to any rules. And everybody acting naughty. I done told you from the loose. I told you about the Grey Goose. Nothing in the booth. Live a room, I done speak the truth.
Some things in life will never change. Some things in life will never change.
When I started, days of old, dropped top 9-8. Before the Gucci lames, the Waka Flocka flambés. Out the gate, I spoke real to adults and youth. The critics told me they can't handle the truth. Knowledge of self, my ancestors, they wore crowns. This mental monarch couldn't dumb his words down. If the lies on the left, I'ma turn right. My neighborhood needs a light just to shine bright. Now when I started, Mayor White was acting white, huh? And the cops would shoot us down on sight. New mayor, but now we taking our own lives. Police now shoot us 137 times. It's real life, and all my people are feeling pain. Refuse to rap the same like Trinidad James. Like Django Unchained, you can bring whips to cause pain. Whip me till I bleed, I'm going to get the grain.
Some things in life will never change. Some things in life will never change. I keep going against the grain. I keep going against the grain.
Every morning when I wake up, I'm thinking about a mix-up that's gonna get me messed up. Sometimes I'm thinking about trying to slow up, and I gotta do that or stay strapped. Cause when it comes to this rap, it becomes just another day in the life. But endo dub set, cause I ain't gotta perpetrate my life in the trap. If I say I did it, I lived it, and it's a straight no fact. Cause when these rappers going loud on they song saying that they did that, that's when they play with their demons in the closet doing that real nasty crap. How many times have I told you my career don't involve around that? That'll get you caught in a delicate situation called the dirt nap. In my city, we don't mislead it, coming down trying to cap. We stay away from wannabe gangsters and disrespectful hood rats. So while you sleeping on the house like you gone off that crack, VHS gon' have an alliance bigger than a college frat. And if you don't wanna be looked at as the world's biggest sap, then get your head in the right direction and off the next man's lap. Yeah.
Some things in life will never change. Some things in life will never change. I keep going
Y'all hold tight. Al will be back in 1 minute. Al Porter, Man in the Streets, shall return shortly.
Man, it's bad enough that we've been brainwashed. Then they got the nerve to blatantly just kill somebody and just think they can get away with it. Man, the season's got to change.
Payback. Music.
Enjoying this evening quite well, because sometimes certain shows need to happen for a reason. And, you know, in saying that and looking at everything like that, I want to definitely stop and say that I appreciate everybody who tuned in. What I'm going to do is see what happens on this particular end, and I can see what's going on. So with that being said, for the person who waited with all those ones on and everything like that, we will make our attempt to get certain things together. But I think that tonight's program, basically speaking for me, is to let you know that we have a couple of very interesting things happening in our area. And if a person wants to come from out of town and be a part of it, they can, such as the Dr. Michael R. Williams Poetry Spoken Word Slam. It's a memorial tribute to Dr. Williams, 14-year, I will say, person who was in charge of the Black Studies Department at Cleveland State, helped keep it alive. And with that being said, there will be a memorial video viewing. You can compete for $100. It's free to attend. Refreshments served. Open mic that's happening this coming Friday, October the 7th, 2016, 6 p.m., main classroom auditorium at Cleveland State University, and that's at 2121 Euclid Avenue, Cleveland, Ohio. If you need any more, address or where you're going to, all of that, you can call 216-687-3655 during the business hours. But October 7th, 2016, actually you can enter from East 22nd and Chester or Euclid Avenue. It's like 6 p.m. Instead of it starting from like 7 and 9:15, it'll be from 6 to about 9:15 or 9:30, honoring a brother who did a whole lot. As I take the time to look at what's upcoming, which I'll get into more of probably by next week, which will be the end result of what happens. But I do want to at least stop and say that one of the things that's coming through is what the bleep happened to hip-hop. Now, what the bleep happened to hip-hop is an educational forum and people's movement assembly, which will be Saturday, October the 8th, 2016, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. is the conference, which with a location of Lake Erie, Inc., 2843 Washington Boulevard in Cleveland Heights. Saturday, October 8th, 2016, 7 p.m., is a hip-hop artist showcase at the B-Side Arcade and Lounge, which is on 2785 Euclid Heights Boulevard. Definitely Cleveland Heights, free. Donations are accepted. Sunday, October 9th, see, you thought I was lying about the conference. Sunday, October 9th, 2016, 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. will be the wrap-up. Location, Coventry Library, 1925 Coventry Road in Cleveland Heights. And then, Sunday, October the 9th, 2016, 7 p.m. open mic, location, Callaloo Cafe, 15601 Waterloo Road, Cleveland, Waterloo Arts District. You can go and check out more on the Facebook event of What the Bleep Happened to Hip Hop, CLE. You have the Hip Hop Congress putting this together, B-Side and Arcade putting it together, Move to Amend, the American Friends Service Committee, Lake Erie, Inc. For more information, you can contact Anita R. Tobin. Again, Anita R. Tobin at 216-526-2126. You know, I want to thank Emax, the image, who did a whole lot to make sure that certain things on this particular show were running well, because over in this area tonight, this evening, there are some problems going on that we can see that's happening, that's affecting lines and stuff like that. So I can say I appreciate him doing what was needed to make sure that the show happens. reasons. It's always good to have an excellent producer on hand so that when certain things don't go the way they normally would go, it'll be all right. You know, part of what happened and why I made the statement about what's going on this coming weekend when it comes to, I will say, Professor Williams, Dr. Williams, is because the Cleveland State University, and this came about, it was written about in the Cauldron, which is Cleveland State University's newspaper, and they spoke about the fact that they were shocked the past summer when one of its own, Dr. Michael Williams, director of the Black Studies program, unexpectedly passed away on July 12th. And for people who don't know, in the, I'll say the 216-440 region, there's a program called Images. It airs on Sundays on their college station, or is it? No, it airs on 93.1. All right. But when it comes down to it, it also airs, if I'm not mistaken, it airs also on 89.3 FM on like a Friday. That's like a college station. Dr. Williams passed on that Tuesday, July 12th. And on that Wednesday, it just stunned me and a few others when the interview that they played from him the day after he had passed was where he interviewed myself. And it really caused me to stop and think a whole lot. Now, the dean of Cleveland State University, Dr. Gary Sedlick, dean of Cleveland State University's College of Liberal Arts and Social Sciences, he himself said that Dr. Williams had significant impacts in and out of the university, meaning he was really, really, really an ambassador of the Black Studies Department. He had impact both internally in the university with the students and externally with the community organizations and African American community. After spending some time as the interim director of the Black Studies program, Dr. Williams was appointed to the official directorship of that program in 2004. And Dean Sedlick believes that what people will remember most about Dr. Williams will be his work with the Black Studies program. His legacy will be the Black Studies major and program as we go forward. Dean Sedlick said that he touched so many lives during the time in that office that all the people that he's touched will remember him as being a great leader, spokesperson on issues, reiterating to the African-American community, and definitely what he meant to that Black Studies program. It's excellent when you can get people to say that about you because you've actually done something, and that person may be of a different, I'll say, race and everything else. That's a beautiful thing in itself. So what I'm going to make the attempt to do as we get some things in there is just make sure to enjoy what's going on. I'm going to at least play another track. This has been a nice short show. We'll be right back right after this. And I just want to thank everybody for at least enjoying this particular program. One thing that I can say is, as I prepare to get things together, one other thing I might want to throw out there is that we do have our Black on Black Crime Incorporated meetings that do come up on Wednesdays. They come through at 6 p.m. They start at 6 p.m. The first meeting is the Black Man Army meeting. That's like 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time at 15415 Kipling Avenue. And Kipling is right off Ivanhoe. It's between the intersection of, I will say, East 152nd and St. Clair. And also on the other end of the street, you have Euclid Avenue. So it's right there. And after a BMA, Black Man Army meeting at 6, then it transcends into Black on Black Crime Incorporated. So, you know, right now, as I look at things, I'm enjoying certain things. I think everything happens for a reason. It does. And like I say, I could not foretell weather conditions, and I definitely could not foretell that they would be fixing some things on the outside that might affect certain ways that you have your program. So with that being said, I think what I'll probably do is prepare for next week, when I definitely have to talk about our good old-fashioned police department deciding that they wanted to jump on the bandwagon for Donald Trump, which is their right to do so, except they're under a Department of Justice dissent decree. The fact of the matter that our Black Shield finally stepped up to the plate, at least, and spoke up, as well as the NAACP finally stepped up on the plate to bat, to speak up. I think that we also need to deal with the different variations of murder, because apparently there are certain things that what the police do if negligent homicide is only worth about 120 days if a police officer commits it. And I'm wondering what different other types there are. Also in our area, we had one city stand up to and march down the street on a dump site that had asbestos, lead, and other things. And it's very interesting that we'll have to talk about some of the politicians who should have been there but weren't there. One politician who showed up to impede everything, and a couple others who showed up that you would not have expected to show up in the world, but they did. And the fact of the matter is, the certain city got fooled because they decided to say, oh, yeah, that's cool, bring a concrete recycling plant. And now we have something the size of a football field and a half. My thing is, I could get into a lot of those stories this week, but I'm like this. I have 2 ears, 1 mouth, and it's good to be able to hear other people's comments, see what their opinions are and how to work on certain things. As a matter of fact, after the march, I'll probably talk about some plans of action that we took, because I was given a packet from the EPA on how to work with the people in the streets so far, so it would be something like an updated show rather than just what I was going to do with it. I will update what the bleep happened to hip-hop, because it's one of those things that at least you have a nice conference panel that Man in the Streets will definitely be a part of. And I also have to get into what bits and pieces of what happened at the Poetry Slam that's coming up this coming Friday. Other than that, I'm looking at everything. I know I'll have to wrap up what happened at the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop, because we had some people represent radio stations, and they had a few things to say that would really make the public feel good. But I feel like this here, on a program like this, I'm going to make myself feel good for just a little bit and talk about some things that I might have learned in life, because I'm a little bit closer to, I'm way closer to 50 than I am 22. You know, I'm a lot closer to that. So I just want to throw out there to people, no matter what, you may make great plans or great strides. If you believe in a creator, then the creator is the one who alters your steps, and things may change. You just have to roll with it. If you're one of those who may not be on that level or think that way, then I'm just going to tell you like this here. It happens. It happens, so you better roll with it, because if you don't roll with it, then you get rolled over. You know, I learned that from a brother of mine back in the day by the name of Silk Kelly, who's down in Columbus handling his business right now. And I appreciate the fact that he said, if you didn't roll with everything, you'll get rolled over. And he told the truth. When things change, you change with it and plan to make things bigger and better. Way better than things happen. And you're never too old to learn. You know, I might not have planned on touching this subject this week, but I might as well touch a subject that I probably wasn't going to talk about. No notes needed for that. You know, I'm just going to say right now, being that I'm from a city with the championship Cavs, all right, I can say that. I'm from the city where the Cavaliers are playing and everything like that. Look forward to maybe, quite possibly, another year where they win something. All right. And my personal feelings are, on the football side of things, I look at a Josh Gordon, and with a little time I have left, I don't feel sorry for him, and I'll tell you why. When it comes down to it, addiction is a serious problem. If you have a problem, you should handle it. It's hard to handle. It's rough to handle. I'll say that. But when you know that your livelihood is dependent on you being able to stay away from certain things, you got to be able to think straight. For the example that you set for yourself, not just fans, but basically looking out for yourself and what you're going to do to make your life better for yourself. Because I look at Josh Gordon, and he couldn't just be on marijuana. Yeah, marijuana is a drug, but when it comes down to it, maybe he was on that dro, you know, that water. Maybe it was laced with cocaine, embalming fluid, whatever. Maybe it was heroin, who knows? But I'm just going to say, whatever it is that's affecting Josh, he didn't make the wisest decision, because in the position that he's in, when he had to beg to be reinstated, and they could have blocked him out, they could have kept him from being in the NFL for this season. But they said, okay, you can come back for after missing four games. They gave the Tom Brady treatment. You mean to tell me that he didn't realize that he was addicted to something, that he didn't realize he was addicted to something, that he couldn't come back in and say, wait a minute, the average treatment facility is 30 days. Last game of the preseason, I'm going to go on in and get myself cleaned up. Think about it. You miss the first four games, that's 28 days, and the preseason, between the preseason before the first game starts, that's about 33 days. Some treatment facilities are 21 to 28 days. It looks like he just didn't want to play ball. Like, you know, Money Manziel didn't want to play ball. But when I look at Josh, and when I look at the talent that he had and everything like that, it's a shame that he couldn't dig deep to fight that monster harder. Because had he been able to do that, he wouldn't have had to rush right in 10 days before he was supposed to come back, knowing that they might test him and that he definitely wasn't clean. Because that was what it was. It was a fiend move, knowing that, hey, I wasn't going to pass certain things. So my thoughts on that are, if you got problems or what have you, take care of them. Don't use certain excuses and say, man, this ain't going right, I'm just going to quit and pull to the side, I'm going to get angry at everything around me. That's not going to work. The Kanye situation, I was going to wait till next week, but I might as well just, I might even touch on it next week. But my thing is this. Nobody should be robbed. You know, millions in jewelry and what have you. But for people who are everyday people, they should learn from this. Because to see and find out as of today that there were selfies taken showing off jewelry around the neck, rings around the finger, or at least one ring around the finger, one piece of expensive jewelry, and let you know I'm on my way to Paris. it's kind of like people not realizing where they live, especially if you live in an inner city. It's kind of like putting up on Facebook, hey, y'all, I'm going to Hawaii for 5 days. Or, hey, y'all, got a brand new this, that, and the other, going to show off, heading down to such and such. The world is not nice. And you need to think about protecting yourself, and the less information that you give, the better. It's just the way it is. You know, some people had the nerve to hit me, and, you know, Kanye might not be my most favorite artist in the world now, but some people had the nerve to say, man, why'd he stop his show and go running off? Well, for lack of a better term, that is his wife. That's number one. And number two, if he didn't have any concern and go down there, let's face it, masses probably would have, and if it wasn't the masses, let's face it, insurance, who don't want to pay that off, the law, who's looking for something else to blame, would have probably said they were in on it, nothing happened. So he had no choice but to drop everything and go check on the home front. It's just the way it is. And then there's that underlying factor that that's his wife. So my thing is, I can pull out of it a whole bunch of things, but I really hope that when this goes back through everything and people listen, they'll at least think about what it is that they put on freaking line. I mean, everything is not everybody's business. It's just not. And it's kind of like getting online, and if you don't have too many people bothering you, hey, just got a raise in my job from $13 to $20. And then you wonder why everybody is going to start hitting you up for some money. So it's kind of like you have to look at the fact that when you share information, everybody is not your friend. They're just not. And I hope that somebody will at least take some of that and what I talked about into consideration. If nothing else, I would just like to say that for the little time that I have left, I do radio and love what I do. I'm not going to jump up and down and be overly excited, shock jock, this, that, the other. I don't have to. Got a couple of radio programs. There's one coming up on voiceatradio.com tomorrow at 5 p.m. where I'll be asking a lady, is she out of her mind thinking that she can beat an incumbent in a race for Congress? And what in the world is she thinking about and what's on her mind? But the thing is, between doing that, being president of Black on Black Crime Incorporated, Black Man's Army member, that's right, I'll be going to court because one of the people who was arrested during the RNC should be released after a couple of months, been in there since July. Kathy Ray Coleman of ClevelandUrbanNews.com, her court hearing is tomorrow, 1 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time at courtroom 22D, that's the 22nd floor, at 1 p.m. All right, Judge Russo. And the reason that I say that is because in the midst of doing that, hip-hop workshop chair and everything like that, there is never no excuse to not take care of yourself, to not take care of your home life. Try to make sure that your home life is clean, you're clean cut, everything like that. And then you could decide if you want to add somebody else into it or what have you, and that they understand what you're doing. But at the same time, you understand that, hey, whatever you get into, you'll be able to give them the proper attention that they need. And it is manageable. It is doable. But definitely one of the things that we don't do a lot of in life, we don't go out there to get a planner. You need to start learning how to live life, plan certain things, do it business person style, devote certain time for certain people, and write down your numbers and your contacts on who you might have to call back and get back in touch with so that you never leave anything or anybody untalked to or not spoke to, but you'll be able to at least get back to everybody in a doable and manageable time. With that being said, that puts you on a business track. If you want people to take you as a business person, please make sure you have business cards or something that lets people know what you're doing. You know, flyers, if you don't have business cards, cool, if it has your contact. But try to make sure you have a business card, because those fit into people's wallets or the smalls of their purse or what have you. Because if you don't have a business card, sometimes people don't think you're about your business. And as I count down and what's going on, I have about less than a minute and a half, I do believe. I've had a good time so far. Enjoyed myself. Got a few things off my chest. Sometimes it's good not to go on a script. I like to go on a script, though, because sometimes when I go off script, that gets me into a lot of trouble. And I think I've said some things that will have gotten me into a lot of trouble when I think about it later on. But, hey, sometimes it's what's necessary and what's needed. If you travel down to the region and you're part of a couple of things that I talked about, hey, I look forward to seeing you. You'll probably see a pass around my neck that says Al Porter. Come through, give a handshake. Look forward to talking to you very soon. Be blessed, stay safe, and thank you very much. Look forward to catching up with you next week. Peace.